No, he'd never written about Paris, not the Paris that he cared about. But what about the rest that he'd never written? What about the ranch and the silvered gray of the sagebrush, the quick, clear water in the irrigation ditches, and the heavy green of the alfalfa? The trail went up into the hills, and the cattle in the summer were shy as deer. The bawling and the steady noise and slow-moving mass raising a dust as you brought them down in the fall. And behind the mountains, the clear sharpness of the peak in the evening light, and riding down along the trail in the moonlight, bright across the valley. Now he remembered coming down through the timber in the dark, holding the horse's tail when you couldn't see, and all the stories that he meant to write. About the half-wit chore boy who was left at the ranch that time and told not to let anyone get any hay, and that old bastard from the Forks who'd beaten the boy when he'd worked for him, stopping to get some feed. The boy refusing, and the old man saying he'd beat him again. The boy got the rifle from the kitchen and shot him when he tried to come into the barn. And when they came back to the ranch, he'd been dead a week, frozen in the corral, and the dogs had eaten part of him. But what was left, you packed on a sled, wrapped in a blanket, and roped on, and you got the boy to help you haul it. And the two of you took it out over the road on skis and 60 miles down to town to turn the boy over, he having no idea he would be arrested. Thinking he'd done his duty, and that you were his friend, and he would be rewarded. He'd helped to haul the old man in so everyone could know how bad the old man had been and how he'd tried to steal some feed that didn't belong to him. And when the sheriff put the handcuffs on the boy, he couldn't believe it. Then he started to cry. That was one story he'd saved to write. He knew at least 20 good stories from out there, and he'd never written one. Why?